All right, welcome back to Jiu-Jitsu Sisterhood. I'm your host, Ashley, and I'm here with Amanda Lowen.
Yeah.
We're here at the Nogi's Women's Summit in Portland, Oregon. I just wanted to give them a little background before we get started. You just let them know, like, you know, where do you train out of? I know you own a gym now. Let them just give them a little background about you.
I've been training for a little over 14 years. I started in Portland, and then I've been at 10th Planet Portland for the last 5 or 6 years. And now I'm in Central Oregon, and I'll eventually be opening up 10th Planet Bend.
So yeah. You originated in this gym?
Not this gym. I started about 10 years ago at a Straight Blast gym.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You said 10th Planet Portland, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you did come here eventually, but you started
yes.
over there. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. And then I heard you're the first black belt of
yeah.
Portland, Oregon.
First female black belt. It's cool. It's fine. I don't know. I was not necessarily focused on, like, getting a belt. I fell in love with jiu-jitsu, and I just wanted to get really good at that, so.
You're just like, it just happened. It just happened. That's awesome. Okay, so then, like, what are some pearls of wisdom that you would give to girls that are, like, in the beginning of their journey or just starting? Like, what's some wisdom that you could get to make them feel, like, inspired enough to stay in it? Because, you know, a lot of girls do quit after a while.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's tough because I think a lot of us want to say that, like, jiu-jitsu is for everyone, but it's not, you know? It's not. I think it's important for everyone to try it, but I think... like, the gym that you're at, it should always feel welcoming, you know? Like, I think a good sign of, like, a healthy gym is to have many different, like, walks of life, you know? Like, men and women, obviously, I don't know, I don't think you have to have a kids program, but you should see more than, like, one girl training, you know? And if other girls aren't staying, then, you know, maybe something is a little bit peculiar.
Yeah, like, ask yourself why.
Yeah, ask yourself why.
Okay.
But I don't know. I think, like, just enjoy the process. I think so many of us, like, whatever we might be really good at outside of the gym, you have to kind of, like, leave that at the door because jiu-jitsu is not easy, you know?
It's not.
And obviously, like, some days are always going to be better than others, but, like, we chose, like, a really tough sport to do, you know?
I don't know why we did this, but...
Yeah. It's that never-ending puzzle, right? Like, we want to solve... Yeah, we want to solve this thing, but, like, you're never going to be able to solve all of jiu-jitsu. It's just something that you're going to learn how to, like, get better at and then simplify over time, so...
And especially not alone, right? Like, it always helps to ask people for help because you
oh,
can't
for sure.
learn everything on your own.
Yeah.
Like, some people are just so stubborn to, like, take... suggestions even like
for sure and it's yeah jiu-jitsu is one of those things where it's like I can't get better by myself, like you have to have a team. So as much of like of an individual sport, you know, that it may feel like, you have to have really good training partners.
No, I 100% yeah. agree, you're right. Yes. And then what about so in the higher levels, like once you're like pretty much in there, like okay, for example, okay, I'm a brown belt, so like what would you suggest, like, for being a brown belt to work towards black belt? Like, what should you focus on the most?
I think brown belt, you're, like, really kind of, like, honing in on what your game is.
Okay.
But I don't know. I think some people are, like, you know, generally it's, like, you're at brown belt and you're, like, oh, I've been at brown belt for, like, 2 years. Like, I should probably be a black belt.
But oh, that's how they think you mean?
I think so. Sometimes, you know, sometimes people, it's, like, if you're just in it for the belt, then it's going to take you... like a really really long time to achieve anything. And I understand, like, everyone wants those like mile markers, or they want to be like they want to have their progress recognized. I get that. I think that, you know, it like just depends on like what your goals are. Like, do
I guess
you,
like refinement maybe, like you said, getting your game set and then like just refining those pieces.
Yeah, refining those pieces is super important. And then if you want to like, do you want to take it and like just compete? Do you want to be like a super competitive black belt or a super competitive brown belt? Like, that's fine. That's great. Like, definitely focus on that. I mean, there's a ton of other aspects to jiu-jitsu as well. Like, being able to coach is a completely different skill than being able to compete, right? Like,
definitely.
I've seen like really high level competitors and they can't teach at all. And that's not their fault, but it's like because they've been focusing on themselves for how long,
right?
And it takes practice. Yeah. So I think at brown belt, just continue like falling back in love with
falling back in love with that
jujitsu, right? Because you see the white belts, you know, and they're in that honeymoon phase. They're like, I'll come like 4 times a day, 7 days a week, and then like you see them kind of like peter off a little bit. Mm-hmm. So just remember, like, you want to be in this for forever. So find those ways where you're like, oh man, like whether it's coming to like a camp or a seminar, like I always get rejuvenated when I do these things. I'm like, oh, like, and all the little techniques, you know, it's like sparks other things, and I'm like, oh, I can add that right away.
So you benefit too from these seminars.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you get little tidbits. Everybody I roll with, like, I don't want to just, you know, like, I want to take what they're giving me too. I don't want to like just give. And everything that every one of the coaches, you know, taught, like, there's a piece I always try to take away.
I noticed that too. All of you like covered like an area that I kind of do, but you just shifted a little bit.
Yeah.
I was just like, I need to write all this down.
For sure.
That's awesome. Okay, and then I wanted to ask you, because you said the same thing, that you have competition nerves. Like, I also have super competition nerves. So I do like to compete.
Yeah.
But I do still get nervous. Like, how do you deal with it? I know they said like exposure helps, which it does, but like it's still nerve-wracking.
Yeah. It's super, super nerve-wracking for me. And I've competed like
many times.
Like, I started jiu-jitsu in 2009, and I remember like 4 months after like I had just started training, like I competed, but like it was like fine back then. But like the better you get, like the more expectations like I put on myself. Mm. And I realize in my head, I'm always chasing this like perfect performance, which doesn't exist, because there's been times where like I've won matches and I'm like, that wasn't good enough.
Right, like you watch it and you're like, I'm sloppy.
Exactly. And then everyone's like, well, you won. I'm like, no.
I know, but that's not the point.
And then I've had matches where it's like I've lost, but it's like I left everything on the mat, but I'm still, you know, it's like I'm still not happy.
Yeah.
So I think definitely for me, like, competing wise, it's like all mental. I feel like I can go into a tournament tomorrow
because you're always training, right?
So, always training, obviously.
Prep.
yeah, but like, yeah, for me mentally, and I think Elizabeth hit on this yesterday after she was teaching, but she's like, don't worry about like what happened in the past, don't worry about like what's going on in the future, like just be present
this moment.
And one of my good training partners, Thomasina, I did one of the ADCC opens, and that's like one thing she was like telling me. She's like, you're just here, like just be present. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh yeah, like you can only control so much, right? I think like as humans, like we want to try to control everything, but I can't control what my opponent's going to do, but I can control how I'm going to react. So I try to be as present as possible. Yeah.
That's good advice. Definitely, yeah, because sometimes you do like space out, like I go through
so many imaginary scenarios that like would never happen, but I'm just like, what if, you know?
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then is there anything else, like any other pearls of wisdom you'd like to just tell the girls out there that are in jiu-jitsu that you've just learned that you tend to pass along to everyone?
Oh man, something that I mentioned after camp was over today, but just remembering that you only have a certain amount of rolls, mm-hmm. like with your body, mm-hmm. you know, and every time you roll with someone, like you give one of those away,
right.
And it's not something that you can get back. So choosing your training partners wisely,
especially as a female, right?
As a female, like I'm like pretty big, you know, but remembering that like I don't have to say yes to every roll.
Yeah. Super important.
Yeah, super important. So, yeah, communicating verbally and not just physically. Yeah.
Awesome. That's some great advice. Well, thanks so much for talking to me.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's nice to finally meet you in person.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
Once again, it's Amanda Lowen. Be sure to give her a follow. Same Instagram handle, Amanda Lowen.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.